The views, opinions, and comments expressed by hosts, guests, and callers of this show are not necessarily those of this station, its parent company, Telesouth Media, its staff, management, or advertisers. Content of this broadcast cannot be duplicated or used in any way without the express written consent of Telesouth Media Incorporated.
Well, it's safe to say we probably never met. Even still, if a betting man was I'd bet every single one of us have found ourselves standing in the storms of life, soaking wet, but do not fret. Chin up, my friend, a little bit of rain is not how this thing ends, but sometimes we forget. So if you understand, let me see those hands, 'cause everybody needs a little hope.
Welcome to Hope, the program that offers hope to the struggling, hope for the depressed, and hope for the oppressed. Now here are your hosts, Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Kirby Nixon.
Well, good morning, everyone. We welcome you to our show. We call this show Hope because our mission each day is to bring hope. I'm Tommy Wilson, Director of Living Free Ministries. I'm here with my good friend Bobby Capps. He is on far around the table from me today because we got two special friends that's in the middle of us today. Kirby is attending the Freedom Center, and he is with the guys this morning. And but we have John and Betty Erickson with us today, Bobby. And I was trying to think last night how long John's been hanging around. I don't really know. He's been around a long time.
Like Harry the Biscuit.
Yeah, and far as the Freedom Center, he's been with us since it opened.
Since the first day of operation, Jerry.
Yeah, he's hung out, and we about burned him out, wore him out, and run him out, and everything else for a little while. But we're glad he's still sticking around with us, and I'm excited about today's show. John and Betty, Pastor, what's the name of the church
there? Agape Generations Family Worship Center in Burnsville.
For anybody that don't know where that's at, go to the big church on the 72 on the right. It's called a bridge. And then just look to your left side of the road, and there's a church over there. And that's John and Betty.
Little old church down in the gully. That's right.
Well, let's name it too. Look left, and you'll see their church. And then look over the right, and you'll see the big church.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. But whatever. But John has been a part of Living Free for a long time now.
Been hanging around for a long while, yeah.
How long is that?
It's at least 15 years.
15 years? Yeah. We've just been open 21 years, so he's been there about the whole time.
I met him through Stevie, I think.
Stevie Carter.
Stevie and Cindy Carter, y'all were helping him in Boonville and or beginning that whole thing or something along those lines of ministry called Breaking Chains. We'll let y'all tell that story.
Breaking the Chains.
But I think that's where we met you.
Well, I was in Boonville yesterday, and I rode out by the bypass out there, and I thought about you and Stevie. I think about Stevie every time I go down that road. And actually, our guy Colton Little was in the truck with me, and I told him one of my favorite songs to listen to is Easy on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And that was Stevie's song. He played it at his funeral, and I love to listen to that song. And when I listen to that song, I think about my friend Stevie Carter.
Yep.
And through Stevie, we met John.
Yeah, I got to say, but if it wasn't for Stevie and Cindy Carter, we probably wouldn't be here.
I'm
sure God would have found something for us to do. But they really kind of led us in the direction and kind of pushed me out there like a mama bird pushes a bird out of the nest.
Yeah.
And, they really helped me grow a lot, and I owe them a lot.
Well, normally we take this time and give an update on the Freedom Center. Kirby's not with us, Bobby. So I'm going to take that moment and do that right quick. The Freedom Center is full. It is a men's residential program to help people struggling with life controlling problems. Now, the community would call that a rehab. We call it a little different, but it's a men's program out right off of Highway 72 at the Alcorn Central School crossing. We have 15 beds and we have 16 guys, so it's full. And it's been full for a while. You know, some guys graduate, guys leave. or whatever the deal is, and these guys standing there waiting to get in. And we are excited about where we're at. Kirby Nixon's the director. Kyle Jackson's the assistant director. Josh Holliston is our intern, along with Tristan Michael. And so they kind of take care of the day-to-day things, and we're grateful for them. But as I was preparing today and just thinking, guys, we've had folks from 10 different states that I could think of come to Corinth, Mississippi to get help. So that's exciting that we've had people all the way from California, Florida, Texas, Louisiana, you know, Arkansas now, Tennessee, of course, Tennessee, Alabama, Mississippi. Yep. And we're just thankful for what we get to do. We have one deep belief, and that belief is that the Lord Jesus can change your life.
Amen.
The good news on the Freedom Center, we have bought 112 acres of land out on Alcorn Central School Road. If you turn off of Highway 72, it's about a mile there on the left, and we are going to build a campus there that will draw men for generations to come, and we are excited about that, and we're fixing to build our first two buildings. I've been trying to hold that back, but I'll go ahead and announce it here. You'll hear more on social media and stuff in the next day or two.
Dr. Phil's smiling because we did it on his radio show.
Yeah, Dr. Phil is all excited. We held.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first, but our first two buildings will be going up pretty soon. The first building that we're going to build is a 20 by 40 pavilion, pretty nice pavilion. I rode up to the Cross this week and looked at their little pavilion they built. Our pavilion is going to be that nice, but bigger. And so it will be 20 by 40 there. And right beside it, right there to it, we'll build a 50 by 84 all-purpose building that will eventually become our chapel. It'll be like the Home of Grace song at the end of the road, the chapel at the end of the road where miracles take place.
That's right.
And we're looking forward to that. And John, I'm looking forward to the day that you can preach there.
I can't wait.
I'm looking forward to the day that Tyler Wilson gets to preach there a lot on Sunday mornings and stuff. So we're a lot excited, but you'll be hearing more about that in the next few days. But if you need help, please still call. We help as many people get into other programs. Probably more people get into other programs than that comes to us. We're limited. We can't hold but 15 guys. So,
and we don't have a woman's facility.
We don't have a woman's facility.
And there's a lot of, you know, sometimes people are indigent, and ours is a pay program because we got to feed them. And
some folks who want a program, they can go to work. We're not a work program.
Some people like really long term, a year. We're not a year program. No. We're only 15 weeks.
15 weeks.
So there's a lot of, you know, variables when it comes to getting help. We want you to get help. That's the key thing.
Amen.
And when you call us, you're going to get it.
Yeah. So you can call or look us up on the webpage, CorinthFreedomCenter.com, or call Kirby. I will get you Kirby's phone number for that. Kirby's number is 731-925-0702. Reach out to Kirby, and he'll get you started in the right direction. But we're thankful that we get to do it. We're thankful and excited about the new campus to come. It'll be a 112-acre campus that has a lot of things going on to it and a lot of opportunities to grow from there. You know, we will build our first house. That house is 35 men. Next guy, Kirby and Preston and Tyler and that group, Kyle, they'll build a program someday to house 70 men there, probably.
Yeah.
But, you know, they may go to 50 or 60, but I mean, eventually that program will continue to grow because the problem ain't going away, Bobby.
You get that right.
The problem's growing faster than facilities or anything else.
Well, I mean, just think of the Home of Grace, you know. the grandpa that started it, you know, four generations ago is, you know, getting his mail delivered by groundhogs now. But they've had to expand the facility up to be able to hold 120 men. And yeah. So, you know, from, you know, just a few men around a trailer.
No power.
Exactly.
They just pushed it down in the woods.
Yeah, so, I mean, the problem's there. I mean, we're in trouble as a people. It is the heart's an idol factory, someone wisely said, and we'll find something to, you know, to attach ourselves to other than Christ, and it'll end up eating our life up, and it'll destroy us, and that's not just drugs and alcohol, it's gambling, and, you know, yeah. I'm pretty sure it's
NBA got rocked this morning on a gambling charges.
Really?
A coach and a player has been arrested this morning on gambling charges.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No big surprise there.
No. And the bad news is nobody here's got a baseball team playing.
Yeah, that's right. That is
starts Friday night, the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. A Yankee is in the game. He's a bench coach or something for the Blue Jays. Big shout out to Don Mattingly, but it ain't the same when the Yankees ain't playing. It ain't the same for you when the Padres ain't playing.
That's right. Or the Cubs.
Or the Cubbies.
Or the Cubs. That's yeah, right. I didn't want to bring them up.
Yeah.
They
had a great year. Milwaukee had a great year.
Yeah, that's right.
So, listen, we're going to get to John and Betty Erickson today after the break and stuff. And as I was thinking about John and Betty last night, Betty was real live practicing witch, and John here was a proud shouting atheist, and it was but God, yeah. And we're going to get to the rest of the story after the break. I'll give you all of our sponsors after the break. We're going to take a break and come right back with John and Betty Erickson.
Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
The Dinner Bell remains one of the top local dining establishments in Corinth, Mississippi, with numerous awards over the years as Best Salad Bar, Best Steakhouse, Best Overall Restaurant, Best Lunch and Dinner under $10 for the Crossroads area. Heavy plate lunch and dinner special with details found on the Dinner Bell Steak and Fish Facebook page. For delicious food at affordable prices, you can now order online. Visit dinnerbellcorinth.com. Join the rewards program to earn points for free food and exclusive discounts. Order online, dinnerbellcorinth.com.
Bain Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Kirby Nixon.
All right, we're back with our second segment of our show, Hope. Let me give you our sponsors. If it wasn't for these radio sponsors, we wouldn't be on the air, and a big shout out to them. Dr. Phil tells me we've been on the air for over 5 years. Five full years now, and we're starting our 6th year. And when we first started, Dr. Phil and them was wondering, man, are they enough? Do they have enough stuff to talk about every Thursday? Then he woke up and realized that Bobby and me are proclaimed preachers, and he thought, man, we suck the air out of the room every week. So listen. Big shout out to our sponsors, my mattress store there on Highway 72. We got a big clearance sale going on. Sales, $79 twins. You won't find twins that cheap. So look, Queens is on sale this month. Everything in the store is on sale. So go by the mattress store. It's located 3 miles west of High Prices. Nick Bain, Nick's a dear friend. He is a Yankee fan, so I like Nick Bain, but he's also a dear friend to our ministry. Daniel Alter, who is also a baseball fan. He ain't so much a Yankee fan, but he is a baseball fan, and he has 3 Subways here in town, 2 on Highway 72, a new location on Shiloh Road. Thank you, Daniel, and to the Alter family. Crosswind Ministries, there on Tate Street. Bobby Capps is a baseball fan, and he likes it too, and they are located. I've been in this town for over 20 years helping people. Gatlin's Pharmacy. Bart Dorn is a baseball fan. So for all your pharmacy needs there in Tishomingo County, go by Gatlin's Pharmacy and see Bart Dorn and his team. Bart is also located. He's the pharmacy there at Medical Plaza Harper. We're thankful for Bart Dorn. Wilco Real Estate Group. My wife has no choice but be a Yankee fan, and she's a real estate person, and John and Betty bought their house from
her. Sure did.
Her and my daughter helps a lot of people on their team. Maria's got a really good team of agents, and a big shout out to Wilco Real Estate Group. The Dinner Bell, Steak and Fish for lunch plates, steak, fish. They got great grilled chicken. They've got a great salad bar. Melissa Carson and them, they do a great job there on Harper Road. Go by and ring the bell at the Dinner Bell. Magnolia Funeral Home, Jim and Sheila Cavery. I don't know if they're baseball fans, but their son Jason is. I know that. So look, but they're first-class folks doing first-class things. For all your burial needs, Jim and Sheila Cavery. Jeff Green there on the highway. Jeff cuts all of our guys' heads there in the Freedom Center. We're thankful for Jeff. He usually has a big thing of bubble gum in his store. I about cleaned it out yesterday, so hopefully he'll be restocking today. Rapid Restoration and Repair, and that's Brady Pratt and his wife Mary Grace. We're thankful for them. They are supporters of our ministry, supporters of the radio show. For all you restoration needs, water needs, your house needs jacking up, anything like that, you got mold, you need stuff worked on in the ceiling, it's Brady Pratt. They just do a great job, and I'm thankful for them. All right, Bobby, we've got John and Betty Erickson. They are from Wisconsin. Yep. So they are foreign missionaries into the South. And how long have y'all been here?
We've been here since 2004.
Yeah, moved to Boonville.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So 20 years.
Been,
yeah, like, 21 years or 21 something. Years. Yeah, that's not crazy long. Not so long. Y'all still have a latent taste of cheese in your mouth.
Oh, always.
some cheese.
Yeah.
That's just part of the deal.
Yeah. Well,
part of the deal.
Betty is a nurse, and John's just crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, John, you got connected with us through Stevie Carter.
I did, yep.
And you was helping him there with Breaking Chains, and then you come up and started helping us, and you just kind of hung out.
Yeah.
Always asking, I'm looking for something to do.
Yeah.
And what, you got anything I can do? And, I mean, one of the things I realized, Bobby, was that John is a study of the word. He's
student.
He's a guy that studies the word, and a guy that camps out in the word, a guy that lives in the word.
Amen, I do.
Yeah, and you just started helping us, and when you started helping us, we got the gold part of your family. We got Betty, too.
That's right.
Yeah, and Betty kind of helps with the women on Monday nights at Living Free Ministries, which is so important. Because 9 out of 10 people that's struggling with drug addiction will not go to a residential program.
Right.
So, group meetings is vital. You know, when people hears about Celebrate Recovery, AA, NA, and all the meetings there. But we offer a faith-based solution, Christ-centered, living free program on Monday nights and Thursday nights. And both of y'all lead groups there. You lead on Monday night, and Betty, you lead on Monday nights too,
yep.
But y'all always ain't been faith-based folks.
No.
So listen, Betty, let's get to you first, because I've got an interesting question I've just been thinking about for a couple of days. I've heard your story, and you told me that you was a practicing witch. Mm-hmm. Tell us what that looks like. I mean, all witches we see on TV and, you know, in the movies and stuff, but what is a practicing witch in our community?
So I didn't walk around with a pointy hat or anything like that. So it is like paganism is kind of like it coincides. And you approach life in a different way. So, and obviously instead, we don't pray, you know, to God. We pray to gods. And generally we have, like, there's different witches follow, like, different God sets, I guess is a good way to put it. So like there's like Greek gods, there's Roman gods, there's like Viking, you know, gods and stuff, and different people pick different, some don't pick at all, you know. And basically it's like if you have a need, you perform spellcraft. And that can be anything from like different herbs and stuff, like offering like almost like a sacrifice, burning different things. You do it like a circle with, you know, there's different setups for different things. Different people are involved with different things. Your outlook is different. You're very, very in tune with like nature and you have to be like very careful as far as what you project is also like what you'll get back. But God isn't part of the process at all. Like he's not a thought.
So when did all that change for you? Did you come to Mississippi as a witch?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I came to Mississippi as a witch, and it was kind of interesting because like the people in my coven were like, you're going to where? And I'm like, we're moving to Mississippi. And they're like, you know, we're, and I'm like, yeah,
is
I know.
It coven like a church?
Yeah, it's a
kind
group.
Kind of, sort of?
It's a very, group? It would be like a small, like a house church.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you know,
okay.
And so, for different things, like different covens will gather together.
And is the witch kind of like the preacher?
Well,
or
there's a coven, there's like a coven leader generally. So, and then there's other people that are usually studying under him or her.
Okay.
And then it expands out from there. And then that person is usually studying under somebody that's like higher on the hierarchy.
So it's got a whole system.
Oh, a huge system.
Yeah,
so they are male witches.
It's very organized thingajigger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, when you're involved in it, it's very, very organized. Some of the people that I studied under and was actually being nurtured under. Like, they, if you right now were to go into a Barnes and Noble and look under like New Age and stuff, they're authors of many of the books. They're also authors of many books that are under Christian mysticism.
Yeah.
You'll see that.
Yeah.
You know, I
so would you call it, so you said that God, well, the God as we know him, the God of the Bible, wasn't involved in this whole thing.
Absolutely not.
But there were gods.
Yeah.
And you kind of attached back to ancient God mythology gods, if you will, the gods out of these other areas of the world. And then, so another question might be, is that, would you say it was very, very spiritual, though?
Yeah.
And very spiritually real.
Oh, very much so.
Yeah, so very spiritual, very spiritually real. Because, like, some people like want to act like that. This world, the spiritual world that is other than the world that is under the lordship of Christ, which is also a spiritual world, isn't. They want to like downplay it and act like it's not real.
Yeah.
But the people that have been in that world know full well that it's very real.
Yeah, I would say that, because like one of the favorite sayings, if you want to say that, is Christians would always tell us that we're going to hell, and we're spiritual because we've already been there. And you know, it's like there's aspects of it that I'm almost thankful for, in a sense, because it has given me a deeper insight of the spiritual world that is around us.
So let me like let me give you a little just biblical insight into this. The Lord never in the scriptures said that the spiritual world outside of his lordship wasn't real.
That's right.
Correct.
What he did say was that you're not allowed to hang out over there.
Right.
Right. But he said, like, there was all these laws. Don't do this and don't do this and don't be a medium and don't be a this and don't be a that. But so it's not like that the world wasn't real. It just wasn't under his lordship. And so you weren't allowed to hang out over there. And so, like, even if you think about the witch at Endor, that Samuel, that the King Saul went and she, you know, brought Samuel up to talk to King Saul and all that kind of stuff. And if you just, if you look up the word medium or spiritist in your concordance and you, there's another interesting thing. Daniel was the head of all the spiritual disciplines, if you will, in Babylon, including the mediums and the all those different people. And the scripture says that about Daniel. He was like the secretary of religion, if you will, in the nation of Babylon. And so now God, of course, was using Daniel to bring people to faith, to true faith in the God of Abraham. But it didn't mean that he wasn't as in his governmental role overseeing things that were like what you're talking about. So my only point that I wanted to make there is to say that this is a very real world. I had one friend that came out of that world that said, I promise you, it's more real than the Christian spiritual world.
In some ways.
And so,
because it really does encompass a lot more of your life. Unfortunately, for a lot of Christians, their spirituality is essentially maybe going to Bible study once a week and going to church on Sunday.
Yeah.
And beyond that, you know, I mean, they don't really give it a lot of thought, you know. And for this, it's like it's constant. You know, you have an altar in your house. You're doing certain things daily, you know, to bring things into the forefront, to like literally like light your path and to keep good things with you, to push bad things away from you. You know, how you interact with people is differently. You know, it's a whole lifestyle.
I can see we ain't got enough time today.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But listen, on the other side of the break, what we want to do is we want to say, look, if that was such a real and appealing, you know, thing, how did God break into the middle of that?
Ooh.
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and convince you that he was the spiritual way, the truth, and the life.
Yeah.
And we'll get to that on the other side of the break.
Let me give a phone number of text. If you know John and Betty, I want to give you a text line. You can give a comment to them or ask a question about it. We've never talked about witchcraft here. We've never had a former practicing witch on our team, but we do now. And we are excited about today's show. 662-603-9829 is a text line only. But text us a question for John and Betty. We'll be right back.
Magnolia Funeral Home, your locally owned and operated funeral home in Corinth, Mississippi, with locations on both Highway 45 and 72. With the only on-site crematory in the area, you have peace and assurance with your loved ones as they never leave the care of Magnolia Funeral Home. We also know it can be heartbreaking to miss a service, but it's not always feasible to attend. With our state-of-the-art secure software, all services are digitally streamed and available worldwide free of charge. All funeral homes are not the same. Magnolia Funeral Home strives to set ourselves apart to be the most caring and go beyond what is expected.
Bain & Bowen Attorneys at Law are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen Attorneys at Law will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620.
Have you seen my contractor?
Don't worry. At Rapid Restoration and Repair, we're always here when you need us. Whether it's water or fire damage, mold remediation, or even sewage cleanup, we've got you covered. Forget the disappearing acts. We've handled customized crawlspace solutions and even silicone roof coatings to save energy and keep your home safe and dry. As a veteran-owned and operated company, we are always on time, every time. Built on honor, integrity, and dedication, you can trust Rapid Restoration. Call us today for a free estimate at 662-415-6623 or visit rapidrestore.net.
All right, men, are you tired of those chain salon haircuts? Come on down to Jeff's Barbershop, where we keep it old school. With 19 years of experience, Jeff's offers classic cuts and good old conversation. At Jeff's Barbershop, you're not just a number like at one of those modern stylists. You're family here. Haircuts are $20, while beard trim and shampoos are $10 at Jeff's Barbershop. Open weekdays 8 to 5 and Saturdays till noon. Located at 1100 Highway 72 West in Corinth. Walk-ins always welcome at Jeff's Barbershop.
Hey folks, it's Tommy Wilson, Carn Mattress Furniture Outlet right here in Carn, Mississippi. And listen, it's the best time of the year, and it's the best time to get a deal. We have 12-inch memory foam queens with cooling systems, $299. I've got a truckload of top name brand queens for $399, and I have a lot of them. Everyone needs a queen in their life, and it's time to get it. You got to come 3 miles west of High Prices to get that queen.
The Dinner Bell remains one of the top local dining establishments in Corinth, Mississippi, with numerous awards over the years as Best Salad Bar, Best Steakhouse, Best Overall Restaurant, Best Lunch and Dinner under $10 for the Crossroads area. Deli Plate Lunch and Dinner Special with details found on the Dinner Bell Steak and Fish Facebook page. For delicious food at affordable prices, you can now order online. Visit DinnerBellCorinth.com. Join the rewards program to earn points for free food and exclusive discounts. Order online, DinnerBellCorinth.com.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Kirby Nixon.
Guys, we're back live downtown Corinth on a beautiful Thursday morning at the Super Talk radio station with our friend Dr. Phil. And we have got two of the most interesting folks I know with us, John and Betty Erickson, a former practicing witch, a former shouting, proud atheist. And we was just talking to him in the break, and before we went, Betty was telling us all about the witchcraft, the blessings. And during the break, she told us of all these other classes she took, Methodist, Lutheran, Catholic. She was searching. So when...
And not just hanging out, like going all the way through and getting confirmed in these different areas. You know, and, you know, becoming an actual Lutheran by an actual Catholic and an actual this. And so this is a very spiritually seeking person. But what you oriented it into, that my life was full of pain and I was looking for relief.
Yeah. Yeah. I was, you know, it's hard to describe. It's like when you are hurting so much and when my women, you know, they will tell you, I tell them every Monday, that you really have to be able to look in the mirror and identify your wounds, because that's the only way you're going to be able to heal them, is if you're able to identify them, be honest with yourself. If you can't be honest with the person in the mirror, you can't be honest with anybody.
Yeah.
You know, and I was just in a place of such incredible pain. I felt like I was a failure as a human being. I felt like I was a failure as a wife. I felt like I was a failure as a mom. I felt like I was a failure as a nurse. I felt like I was a failure in every aspect of my life. And that wasn't true, but I was in a deep depression. I was in a really dark place, and I just wanted relief. And it had gotten to the point of like where there were suicidal thoughts and plans and, you know, and everything. And I was just trying to crawl out of that. And I felt like I had tried God, you know, because like you're saying, it's like I had gone through, I was raised as a child, Wisconsin Lutheran, went to private school, but what I was being told didn't line up with what I was seeing, and so it didn't make sense to me. So then I tried different aspects of Lutheranism, and then I tried Methodist, and then I tried, you know, the Catholicism and different things, and I took the classes, and I became confirmed, and I became active members. As far as the Catholics are concerned, I'm still a member, you know, all these different things. And yet God just wasn't real to me.
Well, Kevin, like with you, John, what was it like being married to a witch?
Well, as a husband, I just wanted to encourage her to do whatever she, you know, I knew she was looking for something, and
but she was a shouting atheist.
Yeah, well, I didn't really care. I was indifferent about what she believed, you know, yeah. But I just wanted to encourage her, you know. So,
well, and you said you would read up on her stuff.
I did. Every time she bought a book, I'd read it.
You're like, okay, you know, well, you're into this now, you know. Yeah. That's interesting.
That is interesting.
You know what I mean? But it's like none of it was on your radar as something that was meaningful or, you know.
John, so you told me you came to the Lord. The Lord found, the Lord saved you first.
The Lord did it.
When was that?
So that was in 2003.
So y'all hadn't moved to Mississippi yet?
Not yet.
Moved to Mississippi in 04.
In 04, yeah.
So you brought your practicing witch to Mississippi.
I did. And you're also saying that when God saved you, he moved you down south.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kind of brought you to the Holy.
It was not me. It was not my idea.
Brought you to the Holy Ground.
Amen. I think it's interesting when you say it like that, but I mean, he really brought me to a place where my faith could grow, and I didn't have to worry about all the people who I'd offended in my early life as an atheist, you know, every Easter. So you guys dead 3 days, he just pops back to life, and you believe that. Now we're eating some turkey. Okay, all right then, you know. And it's like, so I had a great time with it, you know, but I had offended almost everybody that had faith and in my life, my family and friends, and I didn't know how to put this put on the new me, you know. I just didn't know how to do it, and he brought me down here to this place where I could slowly grow into what you see in front of you today. And that's
How did God show up and just like break through? I mean, like, what was it about? Were you just like riding down the road? And I mean, like, how did it all happen?
Well, it started actually in 1998. So this is when I go from atheism to deism. I believe a benevolent being who heard me. And it's going to sound kind of corny if you don't believe me, radio folks, I understand. So I was facing the mortality of a child, and I wanted to run away, which is what I was really good at, just running away all the time. And I heard a word in my head, just like you hear me. And like I said, this is going to sound corny, but this is how it happened. And I heard a word I'd never spoken in my life. And the word was pray. And I thought to myself, pray to what? And all of a sudden, God became real, just like that. About 3:30 in the morning on Monday, May 6, 1998. It's funny, some people remember that stuff, some people don't, and I don't think you have to. So I prayed, and I've watched people pray my whole life.
What date was yours?
That was that's when I became a deist. I wasn't a Christian yet, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Of all my Baptist friends say, if you pray a prayer in Jesus' name, you were saved. I don't know about that. But
something woke up in you.
What date did you say?
It was May 6,
1998. May 24th, he saved me the same year.
Yeah.
So
In the South.
Well, and listen, though, and what you may be saying is that God brought me to life, but he hadn't revealed his son yet to me.
That's absolutely what happened. And the gospel of his son.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And so...
So then for 5.5 years, I'm reading the Bible. I started reading the Bible as an atheist when I was 18. I had to start going to jail, and everybody said I needed Jesus. So I read the Bible. This is when I discovered, Bobby, a very interesting fact that most people don't read the Bible. Christians don't read the Bible. And it's like, man, as an atheist who read the Bible, and so you guys believe in unicorns. It's all true, right? What do you mean? Well, Deuteronomy, look at all the numbers. Look at that. They're all over the place. So you must believe. So I just had a great time with it. I just wanted to be left alone, really. I didn't care. I had to read the Quran when I went to Cook County Jail a few years later on. But anyway, so when I start reading the Bible with somebody now of faith, I believe in the benevolent being. I remember the day that I came upon. I think it's 826. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is life everlasting through Jesus Christ our Lord. Okay.
6:23, that's fine.
Huh?
6:23, that's fine.
Okay, I assume it's somewhere in there. Yeah. I don't read the Bible that much, Bobby. But it's like I really started okay, there's something about Jesus. All right, let me read. I didn't understand the red letters. I started learning more about it then. And all of a sudden, Jesus became real. It's just October in 2003, Jesus became real to me. And I said, certainly this can't be it. Everything I've done could be forgiven.
Yeah.
If
you think about like the stories in the Acts, for instance, of Cornelius, who was a God-fearer. Paul was a God-fearer.
Yeah.
Right?
Amen.
But he hadn't had Christ revealed to him yet.
No.
You know? And so at some point you went from atheist to God-fearer.
Yeah.
And but then you went from God-fearer to, it's Christ.
It's
all Jesus. And those things changed. And how in the world did that his faith like all of a sudden start going like, okay, you're getting into stuff I've already been through. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what are you doing here? You know, I've already tried this. It didn't work.
Well, he kept it from me. So like I didn't know.
He didn't want to influence you.
Right.
No. So Betty, you come to the South. So when did the Lord move in on you?
We had been here for about 3 years, and to be honest, I was done with Mississippi. I wanted to move back home. You know, because obviously
there's miss cold weather.
I was like, just
cheese different or something.
What's yeah, I mean, it was like
you must not have had tried a slug burger yet. That's what it was. You hadn't tried a slug burger yet.
It was just, you know, and it's so funny because like all the like so many of the things that right now like now just are so endearing to me, but they were so abrasive and offensive to me at the time, like. Just simply like calling people brother and sister when they're not really your brother and sister, getting invited to church and all the different things. You know, I mean, when you're a witch and that's not your thing, it's like it's annoying. And people would bring you stuff like banana bread and stuff. I still love that, but you know, and I mean,
y'all
it was,
moved out in the country now. I don't know if anybody can even find
exactly. But you know, I mean, it was just like a constant bombardment with it, and there's a pagan community, but it's very, very undercover, and they're trying to act like they're not, but they really are. And you know, I mean, it was just not comfortable for me. And then so it was going to be like, okay, this is our last summer here, we're done, you know, but I wanted the kids to have stuff to do, and unfortunately, you know, that's how I saw it. The only way they were going to have stuff to do for the summer was all the vacation Bible schools. So it's like, I got to suck it up and find someplace. Well, our son Dennis had been going to church, you know, and we didn't hinder him from going to church. And he had gotten baptized, and we didn't hinder that, you know, because we wanted him to find his way also. Mm-hmm. But pastors at a church that he was going to, they wanted to meet us, and Bubba has been like, you don't want to meet my parents. So I came across them at Walmart on a nice 100-plus day, and they were in suits because they had
welcome to Mississippi
pastoring something. And being the person that I am, I found them, you know, they came across me in the garden center. So I positioned myself so that I was in the shade and they were in the sun. And I asked them questions, and I kept them out there for over an hour. And they were sweating, but they never tried to, hey, let's go in the air. Let's do, you know, or even tried to put themselves in the shade. Mm. And they just answered my questions. Mm. So I was like, okay. So if they're willing to answer my questions, then my kids... because that was one of the things growing up, we were told to believe and never ask questions. Mm. So I was like, okay, I'll bring my kids to this church for their vacation Bible school just to check it out. And when I first brought it up to the girls, they were offended. They were like, why? Because I've been teaching them witchcraft. Mm. And but we went, and all of a sudden, it's like the word just, you know, it's like it says in the word that it will not return void. And
faith comes by hearing by the word of God. So God was delivering faith to you.
Yes. And I just, you know, was hearing, and all of a sudden it was like the words were just sounding different. Mm. And they were meaning things. And my heart was just like, wow, okay. And for the first time, I think, in my whole life, it's like I'm literally, it's like what I'm hearing of God and his son is lining up with some of the things that I'm seeing. Mm. And, you know, and it's like, and it, I was, I'm now in a place, or I was in a place, I guess, mature enough where I could see that, you know, it's like people are people. And, you know, and there's going to be people that will line up for different things. But, you know, it's like I can't hold.
Yeah, the what I'm hearing is real. Some people are going to be able to live that out, and some people aren't.
Right.
But what I'm hearing is real.
Exactly.
Yeah, so God was delivering, was teaching you about himself.
Yes.
And able for you to not be clouded by, you know, how the minister, if you will.
Right.
Yeah. Well, right. We're running out of time, and I hate that. But what, let's fast forward to today, 20 years, I mean, y'all moved to Corinth in what year?
2020.
Maybe. And what got you to Corinth?
Just getting out of Boonville, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I hate Boonville. I think Boonville's a fine community, but the house we were living in was kind of, you know, running down.
It was over 100 years old, and it was consuming
falling
us.
Apart. Couldn't keep up with it, and just needed to get out, get someplace else. So I kind of wanted to move out someplace where it had a shop and, you know, kind of away from everybody else.
Yeah. So you've been.
Maria sure did find us.
Oh, yeah. Wilco Real Estate Group. But listen, so let's talk about the last 4 years then.
Yeah.
What's life been like?
Oh, it's been great. You know, like my most favorite thing to say is there's plenty to do in the kingdom. There's plenty of work in the kingdom, and there is plenty of work in the kingdom. You don't have to look far, you know, everything by prayer and supplication, of course. We're just living in a place now where we have Tippah County on one side. We're not too far away from our friends in Tippah County and Tishomingo County. That's where our church is. I mean, there's so much to do around here. We facilitate meetings with y'all. I mean,
Living Free and John's at Freedom Center on every Friday, and he fills in some other days that we need somebody to fill in.
And we do ministry. Ministry in Boonville as well.
Yeah, and then on Saturday mornings, a couple times a month, you lead groups for us there at Living Free Program.
At the best Bible study there is, I think.
Yeah. And Betty, update us where you at. What goes on in your life today?
So I teach at Living Free on Monday nights, and we have a group on Friday night, which I love. And
yeah, Living Free, y'all do that together.
Yep. And then on
who's that targeted to, that Friday night group?
So the Friday night group is called Concerned Persons, and it is targeted towards people that are dealing with people with life-controlling issues. And it's an open meeting because most of the people that we have that have life-controlling issues have dealt with or are dealing with people with life-controlling issues. So not only do
they... So it's the mom and dad of the son who's struggling with addiction, or the husband who's struggling with has a wife that's addicted, or or the husband that used to be addicted and now he's not, but his wife still is, or something along those
lines. Along those lines. So, I mean, and they're a great group. I love them. And then on Saturdays, at least one Saturday a month, I teach over at, we have a women's group at our church that I go through, and then at the hospital, I have pamphlets in my clipboard.
Yeah, my day job is I'm a traveling nurse.
And then Sunday, right? I mean, John Pastor's church there on 72. So your Sundays is booked, Mondays is booked.
Yeah.
Tuesdays, you still go to Boonville?
I do, yeah.
What do you do on Wednesdays?
Wednesday, I take that day off. It's a study day.
But you do Zoom calls for people around the world.
I do. Yeah. Well, I haven't done that in a while. But we've had Bible studies with people in Romania and Poland. And
John's writing his own commentaries.
Yeah.
So, I mean, y'all are unbelievable. This story of going from witchcraft to from atheist to serving the Lord Jesus. What does peace look like today?
I don't know what it looks like. I tell you what, I'm in Christ. I remember what it was like to be dead in sin, and now I'm alive in Christ. And the joy and the peace and the love and all the spiritual fruit, I don't pay much attention to it. I don't worry much about it. I'm just happy to exist in Christ. And I'm as joyful as I've ever been in my life. And with 33 cents in my pocket, as rich as I've ever been in my life. It's just the things that God's economy doesn't make sense to the world. At one time, I laughed at it, and now this is the economy I live in, and I'm
actually, Betty took off and lined up today to be with us. So I'm very thankful for that. They're going to be sharing their story tonight at Living Free at 6 o'clock. Our man Rocky will kick off with a little music. And then John and Betty will be sharing tonight at Living Free. So we're thankful for that. And everybody's invited there. Got any last comment, Betty?
Choose Jesus.
What does peace look like in your life today?
Oh, I mean, no matter what, it's like I know that I can get to the other side of it because I'm not walking alone.
Yeah, it's just that simple.
There you go. Well, it's been interesting. I wish we had two more hours to go through it, we skipped a lot of that life. But I'm certainly proud and thrilled that y'all are on the team with us. And Bill Barton, you say it's a thrill to be on the team with a king.
Amen.
And we always close out with Jude. I don't know if you can see to read, John.
I got my glasses. Superman.
So we always again tonight at Living Free Ministry, 6 o'clock. John and Betty Erickson will be sharing tonight. We'll have a meal. John, carry us out by reading that.
What verse?
28 and 29. Last two.
Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, authority before all time and now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.